Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If there's a better rock and roll song than this, I don't know what it is. That's Spencer Davis Group. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with that. Steve Winwood, by the way. You know Steve Winwood? That was him when he was just a little kid. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the book website is ageofthecustomer.com for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Barbara Weltman is here. She is the author of all the J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes. The 2014 edition is out right now to help you get your 2013 taxes done and your 2014 planning on the way. Barbara, your book, Smooth Failing, is an e-book that's a living e-book, right?
Yeah, we tried. I figured if it worked for Charles Dickens, maybe it'll work for me. Well, it's serialized.
I think so too. So they can find that on Amazon, like all the others.
Correct. Yeah, sure. Or at my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
Yeah. BarbaraWeltman.com. Okay, Barbara, let's talk about the IRS and record keeping. If I am going to be audited and there's no reason for the IRS to think that I've done anything wrong, I've filed on time, I've filed all my returns, and I've done, you know, it's just a regular kind of an audit. How far back can they go if they want to?
Well, there are three different rules. The general rule is that they can go back 3 years. So that's the normal audit that you describe.
So I have to be able to provide them with 3 years of records.
Exactly. No, you have to save the records for that tax year for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
All of the supporting documents that you have. Then, if they allege that you omitted 25% of your income, more than 25% of your income, they have 6 years.
So all they have to do is say it. They don't have to prove it. Just say it.
They just have to say it.
How handy for them.
Yeah. So bottom line, you have to keep your records for 6 years.
Yeah.
And then if they think you didn't file a return,
mm-hmm.
they have an unlimited time.
Yeah.
There's no statute of limitations. Or if they think there was outright fraud, too.
So you better, for your own protection.
So you better keep. You better keep a copy of your return and proof of filing
all the way back.
Whether it's an e-file acknowledgement or a certified receipt if you use snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that forever.
That's
plus, you know what? It's not a bad thing to have the old returns either, because sometimes you want to go back and see how it's sort of interesting from a business perspective to go back and look at some of your old returns and see how you were doing and what's changed. And that's just an interesting business aside. That's not a tax thing.
Right, exactly. All right, what else do we need to know about something like that?
You got to make sure that you have the right kind of records. And I think if you're preparing your return this year and you didn't have this and you didn't have that, let it be a lesson going forward, especially for such things as your car mileage. You need a record, whether you use an app or a paper record for it. You have to keep track of your mileage if you use your personal car for business. If you, like most business owners, take customers out for meals, you got to have specific records. Just having the credit card statement, that's not enough. You've got to write down who you took out, what you talked about, why. So, again, this is the great time to move forward on the right foot. If you haven't been doing things right,
just get started.
And either your tax preparer yelled at you this year or you didn't have what you needed to prepare your own return, well, we'll do it right going forward.
Right. So, So filing, let's button up a couple of things here, folks. We talked about it earlier. You've got till Monday the 17th to file your tax return or the extension for your corporate, C-Corp and S-Corp. You've got till April 15th to file a return or extension for your personal and LLC partnerships, right?
Correct.
And that gives you till September 15th on the corporate and October 15th on everything else, right?
September 15th on the corporate and the LLC and partnership.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's only go 5 months, don't they? Right.
Correct.
Okay, Barbara, give us a website again, please. One more
BarbaraWeltman.com.
WELTMAN. Hey, Barbara, thanks for 16 great years. Let's do 16 more.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.